This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Democrats in Congress have held on to control of the U.S. House, but it wasn't without a fight. Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos is the outgoing head of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, which helped candidates running for a seat in the House of Representatives this election year. Bustos represents Northwest Illinois, from Peoria and the Quad Cities to Galena and Rockford. She spoke with WBEZ's Morning Edition host Mary Dixon today about the election and what's next in a Biden-Harris administration.
What priorities will you and other Democrats in the House focus on under a Biden administration?
I think it will center around three areas, and this is in sync with House Democrats. It's in sync with Joe Biden, and I hope that the Senate Republicans, still led by Mitch McConnell, will go along with this. Number one, we need a national strategy to deal with this ever-growing concern around this worldwide pandemic. That means testing, tracing, treatment. We are getting closer to a vaccine. We need a plan where, as soon as that is approved and we know that it is safe, that we've got to get that out to people so we can get back to normal. Number two, as our health improves, our physical health through this pandemic, we need to make sure that our economic health is improving. And the best way to do that, and Joe Biden agrees with this, and again, House Democrats agree with this, is to pass the biggest infrastructure package in the history of our country. That will include roads and bridges, locks and dams, getting broadband to every corner of every community in this country. It will involve rebuilding schools so we can open those safely with new types of ventilation that will be important as we move forward. So a very robust infrastructure package. And then I think the third part of that, and this is interwoven, but we've got to bring down the cost of prescription drugs and the cost of healthcare in general. And we've got legislation that we already passed that we are going to have to carry that over into 2021 and get that all the way through the House, the Senate, and signed into law. I would say that those would be the top three priorities.
Let's talk about the election. You represent an area that blends a lot of red with blue. Did you expect 2020 to be quite this hard for your fellow Democrats?
No, we knew it was going to be a tough election cycle. We had 31 Democrats serving in districts that Donald Trump won in 2016. So we knew with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket in 2020 that all of those were going to be tough races. Our top priority was to hang on to the majority, which we have done. Our second priority was to help grow the number of Democrats in the House. That we were not successful at.
Is there anything that you and the DCCC could have done differently?
We've already begun a deep dive, an after-action review. We won't be able to get to the real base of the problem until we get all the final votes. It literally takes weeks and in some cases months to get the final voting rolls in. But, you know, my goal coming out of this is to get to the bottom of what we can do better going into the 2022 cycle, because hanging on to this House majority for Democrats, I think, is critical for our nation's future. And I want to make sure that any role I can play in helping with that, that I'm there at the table.
One last question. As you sit in your home in Moline, are your constituents giving you any feedback on whether Michael Madigan should stay in power as the chair of the Illinois Democratic Party? Do you have any thoughts about that?
You know, that is so inside politics. Like, I do something called Supermarket Saturdays, where I just walk the aisles of grocery stores. I say, I'm Sherry Bustos. I serve this region in Congress. What would you like me to know before I go back out to Washington? And I can tell you, of my 8 years of doing that, not once has anybody said that I need to do anything about Michael Madigan. So, you know, I stay focused on things that people care about. You know, when they're lying their head down at the end of the night and, you know, concerned about COVID, concerned about whether they can afford the prescription drugs. So it's not anything that literally I've ever had anybody at any of my Supermarket Saturdays mention to me, not one.
That's Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos.